Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like these stories. Good job, Anna.
Thanks.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Let's get to them, shall we?
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
All right. Couple of stories here for you that may make you say what the hell. No, I just saw Paul Delgado's update on Maria. That's it. I said what the something else.
Yep.
I said the F word, guys. I said the F word.
You did.
I did. I said it out loud.
Your mic wasn't on it.
No, I did. I was beep. Right?
You're naughty.
I said it loud. Like they could totally hear me next door. Right? Or if the janitor sure. was in the hallway, he'd be like, you know?
Yep. Just like that.
That's what he says to me every now and then. I say, hey, man, what's going on?
That's a language.
He doesn't sneak up on you when you're alone.
I need a translator. I know we had the story in our prep page. From last week's, the Bradenton, the Manatee County translator. Right when I tuned in today on Drew Garaba Live, you guys were talking about it. So funny.
That was hilarious.
They get some guy that hadn't done sign language since, like, middle school. He's wearing a bright yellow shirt. And they're like, hey, Tom, get out there and do some sign. And he's like, okay. Then he starts telling everybody that a bear monster is going to come attack Manatee County.
And pizza.
Pizza. It's like, okay, guys, there's a giant bear monster. Have you ever seen Godzilla? Sort of like one of those. A giant bear monster's coming, but we all get pizza. Huh? They never explained that during those Godzilla movies. You know, it's like, because I used to wonder why all these people are running through the streets. Pizza. Makes sense. A gym accident happened this week. Firefighters in Germany spent 3 hours Friday freeing a man from a set of weights. He was stuck in a set of weights. How could that possibly happen? Right?
Like he was stuck underneath them?
No.
Like he's doing chest press or something?
No. That you need a spotter. You should have a spotter. Mm. No.
Always have a spotter.
Absolutely. No, he wasn't under the weights.
No matter what kind of part of your body you're exercising.
Sure. Any other guesses?
I'm going to say his foot.
What? How does his foot suck?
I don't know. Maybe he got like a toe.
Big toe?
Yeah, big, like a really big toe.
Like in one of the weights where normally the bar we go in there?
Yeah.
Close.
You frequent the gym often, don't you?
Yeah. You can't tell? You can't tell. I don't like your passive-aggressive giggling. I've been to the gym.
He saw a gym once.
I'm going to punch everybody in the face.
You still belong to that gym?
Yeah, I do. And I talked to my trainer a couple of days ago. I'll have you know. Shout out to Anytime Fitness and Brandon. They take good care of me. And they miss me.
Where did you talk to this trainer? On the phone?
She texted me, yeah. She's awesome.
What'd she say?
Her name's Mary. She said, I need to see you back in here soon. Let's make you look like a rock star. Because I'm already a rock star to her. Wait a minute. Meatloaf's a rock star, right? Right?
Who? Meatloaf?
Yes, he would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
Definitely.
He's talking about butt stuff in the song. Yeah, you know him.
Yeah, he is.
Anyway, no, my back's been all jacked up and stuff. So, I mean, I've had perfect reasons to not go to the gym. You know what I mean? Like, Sleep. I don't sleep. No, this guy got stuck in some weights. The whole of the weights. I don't know why this has happened. Maybe it's a German fetish, but yeah, his ding dong definitely got. Yeah.
What was he trying to lift with the ding dong?
Maybe that's what it was. He was making his ding dong stronger. It was probably like a side bet, you know. Like he's like, I guarantee, I can bet, like I can lift 50 pounds with my bing bing. You know what I mean? The guy's like, no way you could lift the 50 pounds with the bing bing. Maybe the bing bong or the boop boop, but not the bing bing. And he's like, you write me put the bing bing in the weights and I make it to go up. And he's
why
Italian.
Is he Italian?
Because Italians love to do that kind of stuff. They go to Germany though, so the people back in Italy don't see it happen. So he sticks his bing bing in the weights, and a fire crew spent 3 hours removing the weight. Guess how they had to do it? I just pictured they put their foot on his chest and like pulled it off.
Mm-mm.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Gotta like lube up the thing a little bit. Get it, slip it out. You have to excuse me. I've spilled my beverage all over me.
Oh my God. Look at this jackass.
Yep. Oh, no, it's not my night today, guys. It's just not my night.
We got to take a picture and put it up on the Facebook page.
I guarantee you, if you were watching Bone TV, you saw me when it happened.
Look at this jack off. Yeah. I did not see him do that at all.
Yeah, it's
not
good.
What are you drinking?
I am finishing off one of the few Mountain Dews I ever drink anymore. And this is God telling me, stop drinking that S.
We gotta take a picture. What? There is like 75 ounces of
Eddie
Mountain Dew on you.
Too,
it looks like you had your bing bing stuck in a weight.
If you were watching Bone TV, I guarantee you saw. And I'm surprised you guys didn't see it.
No, I'm doing a radio program. I'm not staring at you drinking Mountain Dew.
How did he get on your back?
I don't know how he did it.
It's not my night.
It looks like you should be wearing goggles, and you just locked up the American League Championship with the Rays, and they just doused you. Yeah. Wow, you look like a moron.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. Oh my God.
I can't wait to take a picture during the break.
Before he dries up. No, this man's stuck his bing bing inside of a 2.6 kilogram weight plate. Firefighters had to use a grinder.
Yeah.
No. Not the gay tender. Like a. It would be done in a second. And a hydraulic cutter.
Hydraulics. Remember that song by like Two Life Crew or Tip Drill or.
Do you honestly not remember who it was?
Nelly.
You made it up.
No, that's a song.
No, you did. You made it up.
No, it's Two Life Crew.
No. So they had to use a hydraulic cutter and a grinder. So now while his bing bing is stuck in the weights, they're like, if you want your bing bing back, you just have to stay still, don't move. And they're
Do you get a boner the whole time?
I don't know. He probably at first.
That's really weird.
And then it probably got swollen from being constricted. I don't know. I saw a picture of the weight afterwards. They broke it in like 10 pieces. But yeah.
Did they ask him why he was doing that?
I'm sure they did. But they didn't say. They didn't give an answer at all. I got their tweet right here. It's from the German fire department. It says, why Hanko so mancha ansa answer fire sign kan zingo m'akir and art. Yeah, yeah.
It's that Asian German dialect.
It's
you
not
have
written
to yell it like Hitler.
It's not. Oh my God, no!
This coming
Heinen, Heinen, Heinen.
From you. That's
Heineken.
From you.
I hate Jews.
Jesus.
Oh that's God. What. That's what he meant.
Translated.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, on What the Hell News, there is a woman jogger out there on the loose, wanted by police, and she is known as the Mad Pooper. The Mad Pooper.
Yep.
Yes. Colorado family is trying to get a jogger. They have dubbed the Mad Pooper from relieving herself in the neighborhood outside of their house. So she's been caught on tape. She jogs around the neighborhood, goes in front of her house, and lets it loose. Yeah. The Mad Pooper. I guess she's angry. The kids caught the woman jogger mid-squat, pants down, and unashamed. They were like, there's a lady taking a poop.
What do you mean unashamed?
Like she didn't care.
Like if you're gonna she's do something squatting like that, and she just did like a hair flip, but like yeah. while she was.
They were like, lady. And she's like, sup? Sup? Y'all got some paper? I prefer wet wipes. If y'all want to hook a girl up. Also, I've been jogging. If you got a bottle of water laying around there, bring it on out. You ain't got to get too close. You can throw it at me.
Was it in the same lawn or was she kind of, you know, sporadically moving around, giving everyone a treat?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The family said the toilet-fearing runner defecates near their home about once a week and leaves behind the waste with paper towels. So the owner said, I put a sign on the wall that's like, please, I'm begging you, please stop. She ran by it like 15 times yesterday, saw the sign, but pooped anyway.
This is so funny to Anna Homo right now. Like, she can't get over it.
I just see just a pile of poop.
And I was going to say this lady don't give a crap, but she does.
Lots of it.
But just like with paper towels everywhere.
I can't look at Ryan. I can't look at him. He's going to be so good.
I have paper towels.
Did you shake the bottle up?
And no, just pour it in? I had it in a cup, and I literally I picked it up to take a drink, and it hit the bottom of the microphone, and it. It's not my night, man. This is going down as one of the.
I can't breathe. Oh God! Mostly because I'm morbidly obese, but mainly because of the Mountain Dew all over you.
Like, all over me.
Yeah, no, there's no way that
everything was in the cup, all over me.
Seriously. This was what you needed, because Mountain Dew is the worst thing ever.
And I drink maybe two or three a week, and this was God telling me, you just need to stop.
Don't blame your cloud wizard.